The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Representative Ken Smith, who serves the 112th District, that's Lackawanna County, from, say, south side to the north Pocono area. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did, Jackie. And good morning to you, and good morning to Pat. It's great to be here.
Thanks for being here with us. We really appreciate it. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for 40 years, over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010. You can visit our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. You can also listen to archive radio shows at jruddy.com, or you can friend us on Facebook. Okay, Representative Ken Smith, I would love to hear about your background. I know that this is your third term. You're serving your third term. And a little bit about you, your background, and the committees you serve, please.
Well, I was born and raised in Dunmore. My family comes from South Scranton. For over 100 years, my family has lived there and continues to live there. I'm a graduate of Dunmore High School, graduate of Keystone College, and also attended Johnson & Wales University under their Food Service Professionals Program. I was elected to the state legislature in 2007, and I am currently in my third term. I currently sit on the Education Committee, Health Committee, Human Services Committee, and I am Subcommittee Chairman on Aging, which is certainly a major committee to sit on, or an important committee, I should say, to sit on in Northeast Pennsylvania. And of course, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we're 49th out of 50 states in age population. So you can imagine how busy that committee is. But getting a subcommittee chairmanship in my third term was really a thrill for me, because it shows that they're showing a commitment to me, and I'm committed to them in the legislature, and seniority counts. And that's going to certainly be a benefit for Northeast Pennsylvania.
Well, I have to say that when I hear how busy you are, I can't imagine what it's like, your day-to-day life in Harrisburg, from dawn till dusk. Midnight, I'm sure, past dusk, right?
There's no question about it. I always tell the story about living with eight other guys in Harrisburg, and you're up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're to the Capitol by 7, and you start with your committee meetings, and then you're on the floor, and then you have meetings afterwards, and by the time you're finished, it's maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, and you get back to the house, say hello to the guys, and have a soda and a little conversation, and hit the rack, because they're busy days, and you have to get your sleep.
Right. It sounds like the firehouse, eight guys. Well, you guys had a lot more than eight guys.
Yeah, we had 13 guys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And we had a lot more fun than they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure. And you went out in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
though.
Well, we went out in the middle of the night.
Jackie, if I just real quickly, to give you an idea of the house that I live in, I brought my mother down when I was first elected to help me clean my room. And she came in, and she got to the foyer of the house, and she said, get me gloves. So I got her gloves, and we cleaned the room. And when we were finished, we were leaving, and she turned around, and she looked at me, and she said, don't ever bring me here again. When she never came back. So it's quite an interesting setup.
I'm sure it is. And you have a beautiful family, Dorothy.
Dorothy, my wife. I have a son, Ryan, that's 22, and a daughter, Kalina, that's 20, and she's at East Stroudsburg University. As a matter of fact, speaking of Dorothy, when the first time she came to see the house, we pulled up in front, she said, is that it? And I said, yes. She said, I'm not getting out of the car. And then she started to cry. So you can imagine that the environment to which we live is challenging.
Well, you probably all you need is a bed, right?
That's all. That's it.
That's it. Okay, while you're here, we're going to talk about several things today. I thought we'd talk about, I know that my sources have indicated you were very instrumental in moving a certain bill along, the Neighborhood Blight Reclamation and Revitalization Act.
Yes, that was Senate Bill 900, which was brought as the prime sponsor by Senator Rhodes, the late Senator Rhodes, who unfortunately... almost 2 years ago, was killed in an automobile accident, and that was devastating. He was a great guy and really loved his city and his towns, and was dedicated to his district. But he understood the importance of making sure that the neighborhoods were strong, and particularly here in the 112th District, I have the city of Scranton, and you see so many blighted properties, and those properties certainly add challenges to the neighborhoods, whereas maybe you invested your whole life and all your savings into your home, and then the home next door all of a sudden falls into disrepair, and maybe the individuals that owned it died off, they don't have any family, and that home next to you becomes blighted. Well, then what happens to your property value? So it's a real problem in the city of Scranton, and Senator Rhodes' son called me and he said, would you be willing to champion this bill through the House if it gets through the Senate? I said, absolutely. It'd be a big asset to the city of Scranton. It gives teeth to the government of the city. And we worked on it. I went from representative to representative on both sides of the aisle. I explained the process. I told them how it would benefit their own, whether it be a township or a city or a borough, whatever it may be. And it passed through the House, the Senate. It was signed in by the governor. It is now Act 90. And I could tell you in the city of Scranton, I've been told by the mayor and by their law department that this bill, this law now, has certainly helped them in condemning and moving forward in the process of eliminating blighted property. So it's in its infancy right now, but moving forward, it's really going to go a long way. And to be a part of that, I was absolutely thrilled.
I'm sure. It's very positive because blight is absolutely crippling to neighborhoods. Not only an eyesore, but fire hazard, haven for criminal activity, absolutely. Drugs, crime, and it devalues neighboring properties. Absolutely.
Right. I've seen it. As a matter of fact, I just got done walking South Scranton. And I spoke to senior citizens, I spoke to young families that said, hey, I've made the investment in this neighborhood, but look at that house across the street. What are we going to do about that? And so I tell them about Act 90 and to call the city and to let them know that there is a blighted property. Now, you know, you have limited resources. The city has limited resources as to how many homes they can certainly... condemn and maybe knock down, but it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process that, look, if we communicate and each neighborhood steps up to the plate and tells the administration what needs to be done, then maybe we could prevent a neighborhood from decay in the long run. But there are many, many challenges in South Scranton right now
and throughout the city.
Absolutely.
Right. And
nobody's exempt.
No, right. And there is a process, like you mentioned, you have to go through various levels and it might take a while and written notice. And
it does. But what Act 90 does now is it allows the city to move forward quicker.
Quicker.
Right. And a lot of those barriers have been
removed.
And now we can get to the root of the problem.
Right. And I'm sure that property owner is probably given a chance to come back and remedy the situation.
Right. And many times a bank may own it.
Right.
You know, and a bank doesn't want to own a home or a piece of real estate. That's not their business. So once again, Act 90 should help all parties involved.
Well, we thank you for your hard work on that and passing that. It is a positive thing. And We like to talk about positive things, don't we? Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Representative Ken Smith from the 112th District. And we're talking about blight and that problem. And before we head to a break, which we will be doing in a couple minutes, we can start talking about appraisal management companies. Now, before we start our discussion, let's just say that an appraisal management company is a third-party intermediary between a lender seeking valuation of real estate and an appraiser. Not all lenders use management companies. It's usually large, very large lenders who want to remove and streamline and cut overhead. And so it's pretty much, the way I look at it, outsourcing. It's outsourcing.
Right. And in a sense, and certainly I'm not in the real estate business and you know a lot more than I do, but am I right in saying that these appraisal management companies, sometimes they act as a third party in the process?
Right. Third party.
Okay.
They're a third party.
And
right now,
They're like the middlemen. That's what they do between the bank and the appraiser. They'll be like the middlemen. That's exactly what they'll be.
They are not right now subject to any kind of regulation.
Correct. But yet a certified appraiser
is.
They fall under the guidelines of the state, and they have to meet certain criteria.
Correct.
Whereas when these AMCs come in, they're not on the same playing field. So we have to, my feeling is that these AMCs, we need some more oversight regulations so that everyone's on the same playing field.
I agree with you. 29 states already have enacted similar legislation as to what Pennsylvania is looking at doing right now. And I know that I have a bill that I read through.
And was that House Bill 398, Dick Stevenson's bill?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And I believe it was passed in the House in May. 189 to 5?
To 5, right.
Okay, yeah. So that's good news.
That's good news. So when we get it to the Senate, hopefully they won't, as I always say, where do all good bills go to die? The Senate.
Okay.
That's only one man's opinion.
Okay, all right. So,
but there's a lot of momentum behind this bill and a lot of good bipartisan support, which is always a plus.
Oh, yes. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, bipartisan. Sounds like common sense legislation.
I think so.
That worries me.
Okay, we're going to head towards a break. Before we do so, Pat?
Okay, I have a beautiful four-bedroom, two-bath house. It's 2,300 square feet. It's located at 1305 St. Ann Street in Scranton. Are you the representative over there? No, that's the other side.
Right, I don't cross the river.
That's you don't cross the river. Okay. So it's 1305 St. Ann Street in Scranton. It has a large yard, off-street parking in the rear, beautiful hardwood floors throughout, has great room sizes, and a covered front porch. The two full baths are tiled, and the price has just been reduced to $104,900. That's 1305 St. Ann Street, four-bedroom, two-bath for only $104,900, and that's listed by Jason Thomas.
Okay, thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
I'm I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Representative Ken Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Again, you serve the 112th District, correct?
Yes, I do.
South Side to North Pocono.
I always say it's South Scranton, it's the Hill Section, it's East Scranton, East Mountain, Dunmore, and then all up into North Pocono. I believe it's 126 square miles.
Okay, good. Do you ever get anybody ever tell you, you know, that...
Yes.
Sure they do.
The state legislature is too big?
Absolutely, they do. And right now, we represent about 63,000 constituents. Now, as I always say, be careful what you ask for. Do you usually see or do you ever see a United States Senator?
Never.
United States Congressman?
Never.
Who has their boots on the ground? Who has their finger on the pulse? Your representative. Now, if you want to make it like a congressional district, now you're going to lose access to your representative. Maybe your only conduit to government is your representative. And I can tell you that's a scary thing, whether it be senior citizens or veterans, or young families that are in need of help with health care, with property tax, whatever it may be, they know that they could come into our office almost without appointment and say, I need help. And if we have to reach out to the federal level, we'll do that. We can do that. But we are the direct representatives from the people to the government. And I always say, caution, caution. You know, I just had a gentleman walk in today, and he has a health care concern and situation, and he knew that if he came in, he had access to me, and at the end of the day, we were able to help him, and his concern went away. And as I always tell my staff, you know, when that senior citizen or that young family comes in, to you, it might be a small problem, but to them, it's the biggest problem in the world.
It's their world.
And that's the way you have to address it. And my district office is in the Dunmore Community Center. And I have seniors that walk by my office door every single day. And so far, I had to be in their St. Patrick's Day play. I had to sing for them.
Isn't that above and beyond?
I had to make them soup one day. I serve them lunch on occasion. We have conversations almost daily. It's a lot of fun, but they have that comfort of knowing that I'm there. I just South Scranton, I walked in to South Scranton Senior Center one day. I said, hey, how's things going? And they're all perplexed. And they said, our television broke, and we use the television for our exercise tapes. And so I said, all right, give me a week, I'll be back. And a week later came back, and I had a television for them. I bought them a television.
Nice.
And you know, they were all thrilled. And, you know, I might think, well, geez, that's inconsequential. It's no big deal. But for them, that's big.
It is.
They couldn't do their exercise.
That matters.
Go up to North Pocono. North Pocono, their senior center up there. We walked in one day. They had a situation. We were able to help them out. That's what it's all about. But we are in the district. We have access. They have access to us, and we have access to them. We are the pulse. And if we ever take that away from the people, I'm afraid of the consequences.
And you serve on a subcommittee?
Subcommittee chairman on aging.
On aging.
Right.
So that's great.
Which is real interesting. And, you know, today our seniors are pushed to the limit, and whether it be the federal government and the cutbacks on that level, the state government, the cutbacks that we have seen, they're afraid. They know that in the twilight of life that they have X amount of dollars or X amount of resources, and what happens if they cut my Medicare, or what happens if they cut my PACE or PACENET, or what happens if they cut my Social Security? Am I going to be able to keep my house? Am I going to be able to continue to live independently? So they're afraid. And what do? When they're afraid, they knock on my door. Can you help me?
And you're
what
there.
What about this question? Right, and that's important.
How many representatives are there?
203 that represent about 12.5 million people in Pennsylvania. And I always say that Pennsylvania is a direct reflection of the United States, because we have the big city, Philadelphia, big city, Pittsburgh. And then we have, in the Northeast, we have Scranton and Bethlehem and Allentown and the mid-sized cities. And then the rest is rural. You know, it's Alabama. As I have said in the past, I may bring a piece of legislation to Harrisburg that I think is a no-brainer. But yet somebody from South Central Pennsylvania might say, hey, wait a minute. What does this do to us in the rural areas? And it's a different approach. So it's a complex process.
Sure. So, yes, now that everything is black and white.
I found that out quick.
Okay. Before the break, we were talking about the passage of the blight bill, also referred to as Neighborhood Blight Reclamation and Revitalization Act. That was Senate Bill 900.
Right. Act 90 now that it's lost. And Senator Rhodes' bill, he was a great guy. And his son reached out to me. And I was to have that opportunity to be able to go to each individual representative and say, here's a bill coming before us. Here's what it does. It's going to help Pennsylvania. And to see the reaction and to be able to speak on that bill on the floor of the House and watch that board light up, I understood that my fellow representatives, they understood it and they got it. And because of that, Pennsylvania and our neighborhoods will be stronger and better in the future.
Sure they will. And how often does that happen?
Not often enough.
No.
Particularly, we seem to be polarized anymore. Whether it be the federal level or the state level, we seem to be pulled apart. And we have to work together. We have to work to the middle. You know, the extreme left, extreme right, they're ineffective. You have to come to the middle and remember why you're there. You're there to serve the people and to make sure moving forward you give them quality of life because they deserve it.
I agree. And appraisal management companies we talked about before the break.
Right. As I said, I'm certainly no expert in real estate, but I do have a question. The AMCs, they don't have the oversight as a certified appraiser does. My question is, does that allow for aggressive or predatory type of behavior because of the lack of oversight?
Yeah, yes, unsavory business practices can be a result of having an appraisal. Not all, and I wouldn't want to ever clump everybody into one.
No broad brush.
No, right. So, but yeah, things can happen. And so, you know, this bill that was 29 states have already enacted regulations and legislation similar to what Pennsylvania is currently reviewing. So I really hope that this moves forward. It's expected to, I believe, this fall. But it did pass the House 189-5, which is very good news. I want to say that, you know, this is something, it's appraisal management companies, they do need rules and regulations. Nobody wants to take that right away, that they're a business that exists. However, they should be subject to rules and regulations.
Right. As I always say, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem.
Right. And sometimes the things that are happening is, you know, maybe they're improperly influencing value, you know, whatever method, through coercion or threat or extortion or bribery. Not everyone, again, but things are happening out there that we don't want to see. And I believe the whole intent of an appraisal management company was to keep the lenders and maybe the appraisers away, apart from one another. But these are those unintended consequences that can occur. You know, they can't hire, you know, under the bill, they wouldn't be able to hire a non-appraiser. A lot of what happens in the industry is companies call a real estate office and want an opinion of value. But what this bill will do is clean up that whole gray area, and only an appraiser can perform an appraiser, because an appraiser, a certified appraiser, is governed by USPAP, which is the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice. So appraisers are governed by rules and regulations. Banks are typically governed by the Department of Banking.
Right.
So it just makes sense, right?
I agree. What do you think, Pat?
I agree.
And I think the market was going so strong for so long that this process wasn't seen. And then when the market broke, all of a sudden it became obvious that these situations were occurring, and certainly the oversight is now known and needed.
Known and needed, definitely. Quickly, before we wrap it up, how about the mechanics liens? Realtors have seen an emerging issue where subcontractors are filing a mechanics lien when the general contractor wasn't paid in full.
Right. That's House Bill 1602, Representative Killian, I believe. For example, if I was building a home, if I was the homeowner and my general contractor came in and built the home for me, well, if my general contractor didn't pay the subcontractors were filing a lien against me, the homeowner.
Right, the property.
Well, now I become the victim because the general contractor didn't take care of the obligations with the subcontractor. So I think this bill will go a long way in making sure that the homeowner at the end of the day isn't penalized for things that are certainly out of his or her control.
Yes, that's what I would want to see as a realtor, that the homeowner is protected.
Right, and certainly I would and will support that.
Great. Good news. Thank you, Representative Ken Smith, for coming in today to talk to us. And before we close, we're going to make an announcement, read an article.
Yes, I have an article. It's an article. It's a very interesting article. It's sellers are trying to set themselves apart and offer unique ways to stir interest. You might like this, Ken. It says, drink for free at the local watering hole and make it home in seconds. So that's what one Glenview, Illinois homeowner is offering as a way to set her three-bedroom townhouse apart in a down real estate market. She's offering $1,000 at Grandpa's, which is the bar right across the street, in food and drink. So if you buy my house, I'm going to give you a $1,000 gift certificate, so you can go across the street, get your load on, and then just walk home. You won't even have to drive.
Well, you might get hit by a car.
I hope it's not a busy street.
That's interesting. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, it goes to show you people are getting creative.
And they're getting lots of foot traffic. Lots of people are coming to look at it, and they have an article written about them. So they wanted to generate interest. They certainly did.
And good for local business.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Okay, we'll close with a tip. Clean your gutters. Leaving debris in your gutters is an invitation for trouble. Not only can it freeze and damage the gutters, but it also can force freezing water under your shingles and damage the roof. Many homes in the Northeast now have covered gutter systems, which fool many homeowners into thinking gutter cleaning is unnecessary. Gutter covers keep leaves out, but not fine organic material or grit from the roof. It's important to remove the covers and clean just as you would regular gutters.
Very good.
Very good.
I like that one.
Okay, good. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Thank you.
And our special guest, Representative Ken Smith. I'd like to ask you, put out an invitation. Would you please come back next week if your time and schedule permits?
I will be here.
Okay, great. You can remember to email us during the week
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
View our listings or search the MLS or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have an enjoyable weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.